I felt like we really we didn't go out there and play to our standards for the most part. I think that there was times where we really came out there and showed what good football could look like, and showed that that we could be a dominant defense. And there's other times where I feel like the offense got the best of us, specifically on the ground. But moving forward, you got to learn from it. We didn't get to scheme them like we would normally have in a normal game. We're not making no excuses. They came out and, you know, tip my hat off to that line, man. That they line came out when it was physical. And, you know, like I said, that's what the preseason for, to go back and learn from your mistakes and get better.
Is it important not to read too much into it then and keep in mind that it is the preseason, or is it kind of a wake-up call for a young team?
You know, teams go 4-0 in the preseason every year, and some of them finish with 4 wins during regular season. So, you know, typically you don't want to put too much stock, but, you know, this being a dress rehearsal, you definitely want to put, you know, better tape out there. You know, you definitely want to see what it looked like when we all was gelling. No excuses. All of our starters was out there this game, you know, and we had a week of preparation. We just didn't go out there and execute at times. And but at times, it looked right. And that's what you want it to be more consistently. So moving forward, I'm not saying we should be panicking at all, in no means. And I don't think that the coaching staff in the front office, I don't think that those guys are panicking. But at the same time, being a competitor, you know, with all the buzz that's been generated to Duval, we definitely want to go out there and put our best foot forward. And I don't know if I think that every guy here, especially on the defense side of the ball, can say that we didn't go out there and play to our expectations.
Is it not necessarily the things that didn't go right, just the fact how sloppy it was? That's most concerning?
I would definitely say it was a bit sloppy for us, for some effect that we know what it looks like when it's done the right way. We've seen it time in, time out. We've seen it, and then we've seen it when we let it, you know, when guys get, you know, misalignments, misassignments, and sloppy technique, you know, you get exposed. And, you know, that's a good football team, so they're going to definitely find your weaknesses. And, you know, I wouldn't expect anything less than them, that playoff team year in, year out. So we definitely want to put our best foot forward. This is a good test for us to see where we stacked up against the best of the best. I feel like Cincinnati is one of the best teams in the National Football League. And so it was a good test for us. It let us know that, you know, we can't compete with the best, but it also let us know that we got a lot of work to do, you know, getting ready for Aaron Rodgers and Green Bay Packers coming in week one.
These 2 weeks, too much time to think about this. Were you back on the field, or is it enough time to get it done?
You know, it's like that catch-22. Sometimes it could be too much time. You know, I like going and getting it going, but, you know, sometimes it could work in your favor because it gives you 2 weeks of preparation, 2 weeks to know your opponent inside out, all the way through. So, me personally, I wouldn't say that it's like I say, it could be a catch-22. You know, then you want to get there. You know, by the time you've been so burnt out, just watching the same things over and over for these next 2 weeks, you know, sometimes that can work against you. So I've been on both ends of it, where it's been beneficial as well as not so beneficial. So I think that it's about the guys, the mentality that we're going to approach these next 2 weeks leading into, because I think we're going to see our fair share of green, yellow, and white for the next 2 weeks.